Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Friday, March 6th, 2020. In Lufthansa's view, the new capital airport BER needs better connections by bus and rail. Lufthansa announced on Wednesday that the capital city needs an efficient airport. Board member Harry Hohmeister remarked, quote, "This also includes even better connections from BER to local public transport and long-distance rail transport. For example, more long-distance train connections to Rostock, Dresden, and Hamburg are necessary." On the 31st of October, the first passengers are to check in at the BER terminal after a 9-year delay, and Lufthansa will move from Tegel to the new building on November 8th. After numerous canceled commissioning dates, the group is confident that this time it will work out well. From now on, anyone booking a flight from the 8th of November onward will have BER displayed as their destination and no longer Tegel. The Berlin Senate assumes that the airport is easily accessible by public transport, but is planning an additional S-Bahn line and is considering an U-Bahn connection as another option in the long term. From the point of view of the surrounding communities, access by road is a potential bottleneck. Significantly more passengers and employees than previously expected will have to travel by train to avoid traffic chaos. Despite their connection concerns, Lufthansa is optimistic that the BER will actually be opened on October 31st. In a statement, the company confirmed that the last departure from Tegel to Munich is planned for November 7th. The premiere at BER will then take place on November 8th at 6:30 a.m. Flight LH173 will then take off from BER for Frankfurt Main. Women in Berlin should be better protected against violence. In order to achieve this goal, the SPD, the Left, and the Greens in the Berlin House of Representatives have called for an urgent motion to convene an interdepartmental committee. It's to draw up an action plan to implement the Council of Europe's Istanbul Convention on the Prevention and Combating of Violence Against Women, which has been in force since 2018. Derya Kagler of the SPD on Thursday remarked, quote, "Violence against women occurs in all age groups and in all social classes. It's necessary to confront all forms of violence with a determined effort." She continued to say that the implementation of the Istanbul Convention is one way to further develop the Berlin aid system accordingly. CDU politician Emine Demirbuchen-Wegner emphasized that nothing can excuse violence against women, adding, quote, "This attitude must unite us all. This also applies to domestic violence, which continues to occupy the largest space," and went on to say that the topic of violence against women should be more in the public eye, calling the Istanbul Convention a milestone. It offers a uniform framework throughout Europe, for example, for the protection of victims and the prosecution of violence against women. Demirbuchen-Wegner called for voluntary associations and women's shelters to be strengthened. This would require more budgetary resources than the Senate has made available so far. Police officers were attacked again overnight Wednesday into Thursday in front of Rigauer Straße 94 in Friedrichshain. The officers were on duty when they were sprayed with paint through a crack in the door, a fire extinguisher was somehow utilized, and then they were sprayed with tear gas. Per a police spokeswoman, two of them were slightly injured with breathing problems, but were able to continue their duties. The officials subsequently checked the residents of the house, who came out of the building and made several announcements. However, no arrests were made. The incident provoked initial reactions on Twitter Thursday morning, where the Berlin Police Union head, Benjamin Yendro, commented, quote, "Dear Berlin politicians, we have a problem." To this end, he linked a picture which presumably shows the soiled jacket of one of the officers involved. Spokesman of the Berlin CDU, Olaf Wedekind, tweeted that it is now time for SPD Interior Senator Andreas Geisel to take action. In the area around Rigauer Straße in Friedrichshain, left-wing extremists have been attacking police officers time and time again for many years, throwing stones, paint, and damaging cars. The partially squatted house on Rigauer Straße 94 is a center of the left extremist scene in Berlin. one would have to be living under a rock to not know that the new coronavirus, or COVID-19, has reached Berlin. As of Thursday, the number of infected persons in the Hauptstadt rose to 13, and the number is expected to rise. While we at Berlin Briefing are trying not to sensationalize the situation, it is a subject of concern for all of us. That said, we will continue to bring you updated information about clinics available for testing, contact telephone numbers, and answers to frequently asked questions as posted in the local Berlin media. You can find a link in our show notes to the German Federal Ministry of Health's page regarding the virus in English. Also, as detailed by the RBB yesterday, here is some general information that we will also link in English in our show notes. People who fear that they've been infected with the coronavirus should first of all stay at home and clarify by telephone whether and where they can be tested for the virus. The Berlin Senate Department of Health has set up a hotline for this purpose. Experts are available between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. at 030-90-28-28-28. In Brandenburg, there is a statewide hotline for questions since March 5th, and it can be reached Monday through Friday between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. at 0331-8683-777. Those affected can also contact an emergency room, their family doctor also by telephone, or the emergency service throughout Germany, 116-117, to discuss how the situation can be clarified. There's also a citizen's telephone for the Federal Ministry of Health at 030-346-465-100. The Independent Patient Advisory Service Germany is also available for questions at 0800-011-7722. The Fire Brigade and the Kassenärztliche Vereinigung KV Berlin are planning a joint transport service for home visits. The offer is to apply to patients with severe cold symptoms, and the Berlin Fire Brigade wants to provide 4 vehicles equipped with drivers, doctors, assistance personnel, and protective equipment. If necessary, tests for the novel coronavirus will also be carried out. The mobile service cannot be contacted by telephone. It will be requested, if necessary, by the KV and sent to the patient. Anyone who belongs to a risk group, who has been in a risk region, or who has been in closer contact with someone from this region and suffers from cough, fever, or respiratory distress should take the precaution of avoiding contact with others and have themselves tested. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de and hear us on Spotify or on bearradio.org, and then connect with us on Twitter and Facebook. Berlin Briefing will be back on Monday. Thanks for listening, and stay healthy, Berlin.